Hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded John as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she asked for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed because of his oath and the guests who were present. He ordered that it be given. He had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Spent 8 days pondering the parables of Jesus about the kingdom, about the type of soil we need to bear fruit, and about the defective types of soil, the hardened, the superficial, and the distracted by worldly cares and anxieties. Talked about how in the dragnet of the church there's both good and rotten fish, that there's both wheat and weeds in the field. Yesterday, in the synagogue of Nazareth, we saw those words about the kingdom manifested in the hardness of heart of so many of Jesus' fellow Nazarenes, in contrast to the good and fruitful soil that we would see in Our Lady, Help of Christians, and in St. Joseph. Today, we likewise see that huge contrast between Herod and John. Herod, whose heart was a thorn-infested forest, and John was able to bear fruit even in death. What an extraordinary scene this was. Herod was enslaved, even though he was able to give commands for other people's deaths. And John, even though we have these three very forceful verbs in Greek, that he had been arrested, bound, and thrown into prison, he, in fact, was free. We see just the thorns that had corrupted Herod's heart in what he does here. We hear the facts, but the background of the facts magnify the evil. He had gone to Rome to visit his brother Philip. Philip had married their niece, Herodias. But while he was there, Herod seduced Herodias, persuaded her to leave his brother. Then he divorced his wife and married Herodias. He was not just committing adultery with his brother's wife and cheating on his own. He was incestuously marrying his niece. But none of this so much mattered, because he's enslaved by his lust. John, when he said, "It is not lawful for you to have her," was doing so for all three reasons. He wanted John dead, St. Matthew tells us. But he feared the people. Even though he was king, he was phobic about everything. But Herodias had no such fear. She had no fear of God or the people. When the birthday party was being thrown for Herod, and he and she pimped out her daughter in order to get from her husband whatever she wanted and to arouse, frankly, all his courtiers. Herod swore to give her up to half his kingdom. What she wanted was not a kingdom. She just wanted vengeance. So Herodias asked the Salome for the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And that's precisely what she was awarded. It's this birthday gift for Herod. Be the head of a prophet. That's how thorn filled his soul was. John, however, because of his freedom, even in the midst of imprisonment, actually marks his spiritual birthday, his birth into the fullness of the kingdom to which all the parables point. Today, as we celebrate Mass, we ask Our Lady to help us to have good soil like she had and like John the Baptist had. Today, she's praying for us not to have, as we see in Herod's fortress, a satanic liturgy in which somebody is dead, but in fact a true liturgy in which we receive not a head on a platter, but place ourselves on a paten and give ourselves together with Jesus fully to the Father, so that we receive Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity within, and are raised, in fact, to life. This, in contrast to Herodias, is what a real mother does.